Okay, today we begin Siman Kuf Gimel. The Dinim Nice and Tam Lefgam. And there's an important Hakdama to Siman Kuf Gimel, which, without which, it would be impossible to know the rules of Nice and Tam Lefgam. And that is that there are two types of Noisin Tam Lefgam. There are two types of Pogum. There are things that we call Pegumim Ba'atzmam. And there are things that are Pegumim B'taruvis. Pegumim Ba'atzmam means if you have a piece of trefa meat and it becomes totally spoiled. So the mamashis of the trefis is there. The mamashis is there. But the tam, the taste, the mamashis is there, but the mamashis is bottled. The mamashis is pogum, and the mamashis, there's a point where it turns into heter. And that's what we're going to learn about when it turns into heter. There's a second type of pogum, which is when something is pogum bitaruvis. Pogum bitaruvis means that the mamashis of the thing itself is gone. There is no mamashis. The issue is only the taruvis. For example, we all know that a keli she'ena ben yaymai, if you have a keli that wasn't used in 24 hours, a trefa keli, and you cook chicken soup in a trefa keli, it's not a ben yaymai, so we know it's mutter. Now, does that taste bad? The chicken soup? No, it tastes very good. It's not that the food is bad. It's that the blia, which came in to answer it, is something which is which doesn't give a good taste. And that's called pagim b'taruvis. Now, there's a major difference between the two. If you have pagum ba'atzma, and you have a mamashis of trefa meat, the meat itself has to become bad for it to have any type of heter. When you have pogum bitaruvis, it doesn't have to become bad, repulsive. It's enough that in the mixture, it gives a bad taste. For example, we're going to have later that basar and yayin are pogum. That meat and wine don't go together, don't go well together. Today, I think they do. Unless they have tuna fish and chocolate syrup, I think we all agree that they don't give each other a very good taste. So let's say you would have some trefa chocolate syrup that got mixed in with tuna fish. Even if the tuna fish is perfect, it's edible. You could serve it. People would eat it. But the trefa chocolate syrup, just whatever taste it gave, was not an improvement. It was something which gave it a taste that was detrimental. That's mutter. Because the mamashis of the chocolate syrup is bottled. That's bottled because bottled b'shisha. It's bottled berayv, rather. Mamashis is bottle barai. It gives taste. It gives taste. If the taste it gives is a tam pogum, it's mutter. So you have to understand what we're saying before we even begin, that when we talk about ein roi lachilas kelev, ein roi lachilas adam, we're talking about pogum ba'atzman. We're talking about something where the mamashis is there. So if you take if a person has a piece of meat, it's treifus, and it's totally bad, it's totally spoiled, let's say they make a vitamin out of it, and he wants to have it, he has a shiloh if he's allowed to eat it. So there you need that it's pogum, we'll see to what degree, it has to be not roi lachila. Not so by pogum mitaruvis. By pogum mitaruvis, all you need is that it should not improve the mixture. Even though people would eat it. It didn't make it so bad that people wouldn't eat it. Afal PK, and it's still mutter, as long as in the mixture it's okay. Okay, that's.
If it ends up being neutral,
so that'll be the shach. We'll get to neutral. That's one of the major arguments here in the
Siman. What if the sour itself is inedible, but if you put it in the mixture, makes it better taste, okay.
Okay, so that's pogum of a sefer shbiach, which we'll see in Sif Beis. Okay, all these cases we're going to have, we'll have shortly. Okay, so that's the aleph of this siman, is that you have to understand there's pogum ba'atzman, there's pogum b'taruvis, And the two in Yanim, Pogam Ba'atzman and Pogam Taruvis, are two totally different two different levels of Pagam, two totally different levels of how spoiled it has to be. And without that, it's not shy to start, because it's such a major difference between the two. And Chavis Das, in the beginning of the Siman, gives this talks about this right away, as again we'll see shortly. Let's start with Sif Aleph. Good place to start. Kol Dava Shetamei Pogum Eina Yaisi Taruv Asai. Here we're talking about Taruvis. Here we're not talking about Pogum Ba'atzman. We're talking about Pogum B'Taruvis. Anything Shetamei Pogum Eina Yaisi Taruv Asai. Afilu Ein Tamei Pogum Machmas Atzmai. Even if the taste itself is not a spoiled taste. Shebifnei Atzmai Humutam Mushbach. By itself, it's delicious. Chocolate syrup is very good. Ella shapaygim taruvasai. But if the chocolate syrup falls into fish, so it's paygim in the taruvis, mutter. That's the chiddush of Simen Kuf Gimel. Okay, Simen Kuf Gimel has two halves to it. The second half has to do with Kelim Eina B'nei Yaiman, which we're not going to get to this week. The first half, what we're learning now, is this chiddush. The thing that it fell into, the mamashis has to be bottle berive. It has to be rive of something else. So you have some chocolate syrup fell in, someone's cooking fish, and some chocolate syrup fell in. So the mamashis is bottle berive. The taste, the fish gets some taste of the chocolate. Since we say chocolate and fish is a bad taste, so therefore the... it doesn't ask a bit of say, even though you would serve it. It didn't ruin the fish so badly that you wouldn't serve it.
Or you could then put it into a much larger fish and then like really dilute it even more.
Well, it'll help you. It'll be less pogum. So that's an eitzah for making it taste good. But even if you didn't want to, even if someone tastes and say, ooh, this fish has a side taste. And they don't like the side taste, but they're willing to eat it for whatever reason. You put enough horseradish on it. Or something. That's the chiddush of this sif. What? Oh, so eim evan l'nisla chatchila. If it would give a good taste, you couldn't cook it with more. But here, since it's already heter, so heter you could already.
You don't feel spagum, it's okay. You don't feel it's
if it gives a good taste, then it's treif.
Yes. You don't feel it's good.
It's
the same taste. It's well done, but not.
You don't taste it at all.
Theoretically, it's
foggy,
but you don't feel it.
All right. We'll see in Shach Bay if it gives not negative and not positive.
Isn't this a subjective standard here? I mean, not talking like.
All right. That's a very interesting question. The question of whether. What constitutes pogum? Different human beings have different tastes. It's a hard thing. I don't know, to me, there are certain... You know, I always make fun of broccoli, because to me, I don't like even the smell of it. To me, it's a double pogum. So, am I allowed to make a bracha in the presence of smell of broccoli? A bad smell, you know, I make a bracha. So... do me a favor, they eat it up, it's gone. About shacks. So it's interesting, it's a musr. Chai Adam says that a bad taste that you can't make a bracha by is only things that have a bad taste because they're spoiled. If it's because you don't like the taste, so you can make a bracha. If it only has to be something that's spoiled, tar seems to be an exception, because tar says b'feresh shulchan aruch that you can't make a bracha. So I guess it means tar plus davar. But anyway. So I don't know what you mean. You might find somebody who likes the mixture.
Right.
So I don't know how. If for our purposes, we'll assume that it goes according to most people. And I may be wrong. I'm not aware of any tshuva on the topic. Based on experience, certain things are bad one with the other. What? What happens if you don't like liquor?
What?
That's not spoiled. I was talking about making a bracha on the food. I was talking about making a bracha. You're not making a bracha when there's a bad smell. You're asking something else. If a person can make a bracha on something, that he doesn't like. So why is he drinking it? Social pressure. Doing a cigarette? Smell of cigarette smoke. Most people don't consider it a pogrom, don't consider it a bad smell. Anyway, the Chayyadim says it's mutter. It's not something that's spoiled. And, all right, let's see Tasif Katan Aleph, and we'll all learn a Chiddush. What's the source for this din? Oh, let me just do the Ramah first. The Ramah adds, Miu b'dvarim ha-chashuvim k'beriyai k'yaitzaba. If you have a davar chashuv like a beria, im einam pagumim ba'atzman, if it itself is not a pogum ba'atzman, aval pisha pagum ha-tafshul, einam b'telam ha-filu ba'alef. Even though they're pagum the tafshul, they're still not batel ha-filu ba'alef. Because as I said in the beginning, in order to be mutter, you need the mamasha should be batel b'rayv, and the tam is batel because it's pogum. If the mamasha itself is a beria, so a beria is not batel, and therefore the mamasha itself is still going to aser. And this is similar to what we had in the beginning of Kuf Dalid, that if you have a bug in a vegetable soup or something where you can't find it, but it's there, so it's not batel.
Yeah,
if you can find it, of course you take it out. It's water. Yeah, so then it's okay. Now, what? Oh, we'll talk about that shortly. Okay. When we get to Shachs of Cotton Bays, we'll discuss that has to do with medication. Just Taz Aleph. Tamay Pogum. Nice and Tamay of Gamutter. How do you know Nice and Tamay of Gam is Mutter? The Afin Allah Megair. The Ksiv Lai Seichel Kol Nevela. Lagair Shavisho Rechot It Nana. Don't eat all Nevela. Give it to the Ger Toishav. Nevela haruya lager kari nevela. Nevela, which is edible to a ger, is called nevela. Sheina roi lager loi. But something that a human being wouldn't eat is not. Mishum hachi, kol shay. So now wait. Now this pasuk is talking about what type of iser? Pogum ba'atzmai or pogum b'taruvasai? Here it's talking about pogum ba'atzmai. Here's talking about pogum ba'atzmai. Mishum hachi, kol shay iser b'taruvis. Arrive the heter muet when the iser in the mixture is rive and the heter is a muet have a kilu hu bifnei atzmai, then the mamashis is not bottle. It's as if the iser is standing by itself. Ain loy heter she nifkum legamri kinevela sheina roy lachila, has no heter until it's pogum legamri like nevela, which is not edible, because that's all we're saying, that it's Ba'atzmai, pogum ba'atzmai. Even if it's a mixture, but it's raiv iser, that's the mamash nabat. Raiv iser, or beria. Aval kol she'nesa machbas taruvasai, machbas taruvas iser, anything which is aser because of a mixture of iser, hem b'iser she'esh b'mamish u'batel b'raiv heter, sa'i if the iser, the mamash is u'batel b'raiv, hem b'iser she'en mamish, ela nois in tam. Or if it's something which gave a taste, Issa fell in, you pulled out the mamashas and threw it in the garbage, but it already gave taste. Avsha ein raiv heta, dailoi im yia nifkam ktsas, oisai hataruvis, doloi nehenam hataruvis shum tam. It's enough if it's pogum ktsas, because you're not nene from the taruvis at all, b'zem avur, masha kasa, b'sif beis, pegav zayin tzar fachulu, we'll see sif beis shortly. But this is the klal gadol, that there's pogum ba'atzmai, which has to be ruined, in a roi lager, and there's pogum b'taruvis, which it's enough that it just gives a non-beneficial taste.
So
and that's
40%
the klagadol. If it's 49% issa and 51% heter, then as long as the issa doesn't give a good taste into the heter, it's more.
Why do we have what
in this right.
Right, right. Shishim is only for tam, but right. The tam is pogum. You only need to be about
the
mamash.
Rebbe, why do we mix now, concepts of nevela and tam? Nevela tastes good. It's aser because it's nevela.
If you have a piece of nevela, it's aser until it's spoiled. If the nevela fell into a mixture of food where it gives a bad taste,
right,
then it's enough rive to be mevatel the nevela, because the taste is not a good taste. So we don't worry about taste. So we go about the rive. The veil itself is also as long as it's not spoiled. Again, one more time. When we say nevela, we mean the guf and the veil. We have the iser itself. Iser itself is not mutter until it becomes spoiled that a human being would not eat it. That's the Isser itself. It has to be spoiled. However, if you don't have the Gufa Isser, if the piece of Nevela fell into a pot and it melted into the pot, or if it didn't melt, you pulled out the Nevela and threw it away, but the taste is in the pot. Since the Mamoshes was bottled by Rive already, it only Chishim, Rive Heter, then it's going to ask if it's nice and tam. That tam is not Mashbiach, it doesn't improve it, even though it's perfectly edible, it just didn't improve it. Then we say the Heter of nice and tam of God.
Okay. The
Shishim. Where does the number 60 come? You have to say the number 60 comes from nice and tam.
Yeah.
So if you took care of the tam because it's pagim, so now we go back to Bittul Barayv, to Mamashas being Bittul Barayv.
What's the case of anyone
you pulled out the Mamash, it was cooking, a piece of the veil fell into the pot of soup. You pulled out the veil and threw in the garbage. What's left? Just the tam and not the Mamash.
What's the lesson? There's no Rav Yod. The lesson is after Shein Rav Hepe.
Where?
I'm missing time after Shein Rav Hepe.
Ubatul Barayv Heter. Hein Be Isser Shein Ei Mamish. Ela Nais In Tam. Av Shein. Av Shein Rav Heter. Again, I'm cautious that's the Machmas Taruvis is. Hein Be Yishbe Mamish. Ubatul Barayv Heter. Hey, Mr. Shaili Mamish, Ella Nice and Tam, Av Shain Rive Heter, maybe it means against the piece you took out. That's what it means. If there's no Mamashis, you took it out, so you don't need to.
Is
the
Okay,
there's a. Okay, there are a couple of issues. Let me get to that in a second. I want to point out to you this, which it's Rogel Bepiha Hamoin. That food to become muta has to be nifsal me'achilas kelev is not accurate. It's not true that it has to be nifsal me'achilas kelev. The shir is nifsal me'achilas adam. The shir is something that's possible, not roi l'achilas adam. The language nifsal me'achilas kelev is found in the Gemara by dinei tumah. The machlokes is in the Gemara which tumis, but certain tumis. Let's say nevela. Nevela is mitame. Nevela is mitame ad shenifsal me'achilas kelev. There are other halachis where nifsal me'achilas kelev applies, and that's not the case here. By Nisan Tam Lev Gam, we're talking about nifsal me'achilas adam. Now I want to be careful to avoid Hilchas Pesach, which we're not going to discuss this week because it's talking about Lex Rishayim. But next time, Yitz Hashem, we'll see how this applies there. So again, there are a lot of ideas that you have to start with. So you have the idea of the Taz, the idea of the Salmeachilas Adam. Now, the question is, if you have Nevela, Be'en, which becomes Pasul Meachilas Adam, does that mean that you're allowed Lechatchila to eat it? Why you would want to eat it? I don't know. Maybe a doctor told you need the vitamins that are in it. I don't know. But let's say a person for some reason wants to eat something that's nisal me'achilas adam. There's a machlaikis ha'paiskim. The Prima Gadim brings a machlaikis. He says the Sefer Minchas Kayin asers, the Pri Chodesh is matir. Prima Gadim itself asers, the Chavis Das asers. Kamat all the Achrayim aser, except for the Chachmas Adam. For some reason, I don't know why, the Chachmas Adam here in Simin Nun Dalet, in Sivkat Aleph, and again in Sivkat Ches, paskins that it's mutter. That a person is allowed to eat it, except there's an exception called achshavei, which we're going to get to, where a person, if he's eating it, because it's
that's all he has.
It depends why a person's eating it. The concept of achshavei is that if a person takes something which is muta because it's pogam legamri, and he goes and he takes it because he says I like it, to me it's delicious. Then there's a concept of achshavei, and achshavei is aser. The question is when it's not achshavei. Ramosha writes in his tshuva that when you take something that's ruined, you're taking it for medicinal reasons, for as a medication. That's not achshavei. You're not saying it's not pogum. You're saying afal pishu pogum. I need it for medicine. So there, The Chacham Sadam says that you're allowed to take it, even Shaloi B'Taruvis, and bad heter, that it's not Akshaveh, even Shaloi B'Taruvis. And certainly B'Taruvis is the basis for the letters that have come out over the last few years on Pesach, that all the list of medication are not needed, because something that's not edible is mutter. Something that's, if it's flavored, you have to know if it's kosher. But if it's not flavored, why it came out, I'm not sure. Why it came out recently, because they started printing these lists, and people started making the rabbanim crazy over it. And I always have a problem, people don't believe me, I could see. They ask me about medicine, they want me to look it up, and I tell them, is it a flavored pill? They say no, and I tell them it's mutter. I see that they don't believe me. So someone in shul who takes a list of medications, an older person, I realize he doesn't trust me, so I tell him to give me a list, and I'll call him back tomorrow, you know, and then the next day I tell him that. So he takes medicines which are sakana for him not to take. And, okay, but that medicine is not actually. Assuming he has no tay, it doesn't give tay. Okay, we still have to learn shach beis about the medicines. So let's just give it one more minute. There's one more. I don't know anybody who asks this.
No, the people who
ask. Oh, asked this midrabbanan. It's the prima gadim that says that it's also teed at the end. That's in the midrabbanan. That's the prima gadim says. Yeah, I don't know if everyone says that. Now. Again, if it's be'en, it has to be repulsive. It has to be negative. If it's a taruvis, the mixture could be good, but the issa that gave taste has to be an issa that didn't improve the taste. Right. Even someone who's not when you're talking which case, when it's be'en or when it's be'taruvis? Be'en, yeah. Be'en, no, be'en has to be that no... It's not considered roi lachilas adam. It's not fit for a human being. So, you know, there's the old joke about the guy in the restaurant who pulls over the waiter and tells him, you know, this food is not fit for a pig. So he said, I'm sorry, I'll bring you some that is. So what's considered roi lachilas adam is sometimes hard, but we have to have some objective standard of roi lachilas. What?
It doesn't matter.
I would guess that has to goes according to the most people. Butler Dice, that's called. Now, in the lager, when they ate, yes, yeah, so they had to eat. They're going to die, so they ate. That doesn't mean that that it's not tolerable. Now, listen carefully. I'm going to tell you Machlekes Rishayim, which we'll probably get it back to next time, because you have to digest the information. The problem is we go through at least a week between times, and you have to try to remember. Listen carefully. Why is nice and tam lefgam mutter? Zok de taz, because it's not royal again. Now, 1 minute. I just told you that in a mixture, it is royal again. It is royal again. You're cooking a fish, and some chocolate syrup fell in. And we're saying chocolate syrup is pike and fish, it's mutter. But the fish is royal again. What is the reason? I'm not questioning the din. The din is the din. What is the reason for this din? Why b'taruvis is it okay? So the Chavis Das brings a machlekes the Ran and the Rashba. The Ran says, well, we do the same thing with the pasuk of Ein Royal Ager. We ask ourselves, if a ger was cooking fish, would he add this chocolate syrup? I'm not going to add it, it's treif.
Fish is the heter.
Let's say fish is heter and you have treif for chocolate syrup. So he says, that's called Ein Roi Lager, because a ger is not going to put this ingredient into the mixture, since it has a bad taste in the mixture, so that's also called Ein Roi Lager, despite the fact that the final taruvis at the end is edible. But that's called Ein Roi Lager, because he would not add it to the taruvis. That's the Ran's reason. The Rashba says, hold on, well, what kind of reason do you have to give me this lomdisha reason? The ger wouldn't eat it. The Rashba says something which is very simple. The Rashba says, why, if it gives a good taste, why is it awesome? Why, if I'm cooking a vegetable soup and a piece of nevela falls in, and it's good meat, it gives taste, why isn't it batel b'raiv? Why do we say batel b'raiv? Because we have a klal of tam kikr, that something that gives taste is kikr. If there's shishim, the tam is batel, then it doesn't aser. Zakta Rashba, something that gives a bad taste, that's not called a nois and tam. Nois and tam means it gives a good taste. So where do we learn it from? We learn it out from Mishras by Nazir. By Nazir it says if a Nazir puts wine as an ingredient in something, it asers. Has to be Dumiya de Mishras. Nois and tam is something which gives a good taste. And if it gives a bad taste, it's mutter. You don't need the pasuk of Roy Lager. It's enough that it's mutter anyway, because it's something which there's no rule of tam keker. Tam keker is only by a good taste. By a bad taste, there's no rule of tam keker. Memele, it's bottle.
The pasuk of Ger is by the end, and this is as far as
the pasuk of Ger you need for the end. If it's betaruvis, then it's memele, it's pashut. That's the Rash Bashita. The main afkamina. So the Ran himself says an afkamina between his Shita and the Rashba. There's sometimes that a cook will add an ingredient, even though it doesn't add taste, but to add for the kamus, to make that there should be an abundance of the food, a cook will sometimes add it. And I don't know exactly what an ingredient would be, maybe matzo meal and gefilte fish. There are things that are added which don't improve the taste. And maybe they have a negative effect on the taste. But a cook will do it, l'rabbis hakamus, to add, because the benefit of having more outweighs the loss of having a negative taste. So the Ran says, lididi, it's aser, because I hold that it's roi lager. If a ger would do it, that means if a human being, if it's worth it for him, then it's roi called roi lager. And like the Rashba, it would still be mutter, because according to the Rashba, as long as it's not nice in tam l'shvach, there's no tam kikr. And now we're going to have in Sif Beis that example of the nafkamina between the Ran and the Rashba. There are two reasons.
Does the Ran need right?
What?
Does the Ran need right? Or you could say it doesn't matter. The guy wouldn't need it.
Does the Ran
need right?
You always need right. Otherwise, if it's right this, sir, it's always a problem.
Why the guy wouldn't need it?
Because the thing itself has to be bottled. The mamashis is not bottled. You need two things. Mamashis should be bottled and time should be bottled. So the mamashis itself, it has to have a ger would need it. So then it's mutter even if it's all totally nevela, no terrible. Okay, so this is all b'derech hakdama. Now we're going to get to shach beis. We have to see sif beis, which is the whole issue today with a lot of the ingredients. Okay, good. The the question someone asked is the question that Tzvila Tzadik asked on the bottom. The Ramah said that a beria in a mixture, the mamashis is not batel, unless it's pogum ba'atzmai, unless it has a bad taste. So in the Tzvila Tzadik on the bottom, he has the kasha. It seems from here that bugs, now some bugs may taste good, I'm not sure, but at least those bugs that don't taste good are, even though they're a barrier, should be mutter. If you look on the bottom, mashma, dipaygmin ba'atzman, gamberia bottle. Ulafizeh lo yeida, loma echmiru kolkach achreinim, sim peidal, abinyin milbin, bishare teiloim, apgumin ba'atzman. Halei b'teilu. Here's the kasha. That the bugs, they should be bottle. What is the big issue with the bugs? If you're going to tell me that even a barrier if it gives a bad taste, is batal, which is the lashon of the Ramah. What's going on here? So the answer to this says in the Gilyam Arsha and in the Chedusha Beis Meir, and the truth is it's in the Gra, although in the Gra it's always harder to see it. Let's try the Gilyam Arsha. It's a pretty clear lashon. We're at Siman Kuf Gimel, the second piece. Shom Bahagah. Emeina Pogumim Ba'atzman. Mashma de Pogum Me'atzmai Bottle. Mashma with a beer taste is bottle. Be'mezeinai. It's not really true. The Ha Nemala Pogum Ba'atzmai. Because a bug, which bug is a Nemala? Anybody know?
An ant?
A Nemala, an ant, Pogum Ba'atzmai, does not have a good taste. Vayim Bezebichu is part of me iris, etc. Benimcha gufa, mashu the choshu shalim, ain't a bottle. It has to be nimcha gufa. It's mashu the shalim that it's not bottle. Ah, but pichadish can bear hatev, the pogumon ba'asam, masha hacha, hainu shebe'esem ain't a pogum. Something which really by itself normally has a good taste, going tzipa tameya, va'achata achivish v'nisrach. And afterwards it became spoiled. The pogumon ba'asman here means that the atzmius is spoiled. It doesn't mean like a bug, and the reason for that is that a bug is takadava with a bad taste. Safa pikein asra tyra, and tyra asin it anyway. That's the lashon of the Beis Meir. It was the lashon at the end of the Kuftami. So that answers your question. What?
Regular
minatari, you certainly could. The only machlekes is midrabanan. Yeah, you could eat it without
it.
That's what he said. That's why he says a beria asis unless. Okay, that's why he says a beria asis unless it's pagum
bat. What if something is a beria asis and also and it's a fake bird or something and it becomes spoiled?
So he's saying that's the case that the Rama is referring to, that pagum batsman, even if it's a beria, it's bottle. Okay. If it's pogum ba'atzman, even if it's a berry, it's still bottle. He's talking such a thing where it's something that was once tasted good, and now it became spoiled. I don't know. We had Leil Shabbos, someone, Shabbos guest, who told us that by goyim today they do eat insects.
Right.
Chalk covered ants, but he was saying worms. it's a pogum ba'atzman. They don't have a good taste. So what do they need the ants for?
The crunch.
No, you don't need berry only for taruvis. If a half an ant fell into a mixture, it would be mutter. But
you're binding.
Of course, it's also taras is it. Terse and I'll eat an ant or half an ant. But doesn't have to be a berry. You only need berry and a bittle. The word barrier is only an issue when it's in taruvis. The word barrier only matters with taruvis. Devarim ha'meusim shenashu shaladim katzaban kinemalim v'zvulim yetushim shkoladim baylim yusan. It says that it's aser. That's what it says in the lashon. Afal pikein aser tayra. It's aser. It's also because the Torah asks it.
So something
Tom
is only going to something
that's
normal, edible.
In a Tarubis, when the Mamashis is about, okay, let's see Sif Bey. Sif Bey is with our long Hagdama. The Sif itself should be relatively easy, despite the fact that it's a little long. And then we'll get to the Shach. Pekamze ain't Sarach Shiefkim Lagamri. That's our whole lesson today. The nice of Tav of Gam doesn't have to be totally spoiled. Achie kotzla achlai, that a person finds it repulsive to eat. Ela filo paigim ktsas, einai oise tarubasai. Even if it's just a negative taste, it doesn't answer the tarubas. V'yesh v'shaimer. Dehainu dafka chenis arev issa muit im heter meruva. That's only if the heter is rive and the iser is a miut. Why? I already explained to you the mamashis has to be bottle berive, and then you come on to the question of the time of gam. Avol issa meruba l'techeta muet. We have a mixture which is rive iser and miot heter, afilu mechza al mechza. So there's no bittle berive. Ein oimrim the time of gam mutter In that case, where the mamoshis was not bottled berayv, that's like a piece of nevela itself, and we don't say nice hamas gamuz mutter until it becomes ein roi lemaichel adam. Okay, we'll see that in the second beferish. Good. Then we'll see he'll say beferish. Vim ein shama mamoshis shalisser elatamei bolvad. If there's no mamoshis shalisser, there's only tam alone. Afilu issa meruba v'heta muet mutter in paygim ktsas. I guess that means again that the iser was meruba. Look in Taz Gimel, he teaches kagayin shenafel iser gadol l'roit of maat. A big piece of tray for meat fell into a small soup. V'zaraka iser min araitiv, and he pulled out the piece of tray for meat and threw it in the garbage. He's left with the soup. So there again, it's mutter in pogum ktsas if it's just a little.
The
mamashis is bottled because it's not here, and the tam is bottled because it's pagan.
Okay.
The mamashis you don't need bittul beroy because you took it out and threw it away. So you need this tam, and it's nice and tam lefka.
So you're saying that the strong thing
that
the tam is like
roiv,
or I mean,
no, it doesn't matter. There's no such thing as tam roiv when it's. You're saying if the blias would overwhelm the mamashis. I don't know if it's Shach Sucha Metzias, but even if it is, it will still be mutter. So it's only Yasser because it gives taste. V'yesh mi shechaychech, what is chaychech? Usually means to scratch, no? Pirish mekave lahach mi avayis, that's a good word, mekave. He hopes. No, it means he's naita, ta'asa. Yesh mi shechaychech leimer. Shem higdila iser mi dasei shel heter. If the iser was put in to add to the kamus to make more of heter, if the benefit from the fact that it's more outweighs the detriment from the fact that it doesn't taste good, it's aser unless it's pasal mechilas adam, which is always mutter. This is the Ran. If you look at hey. On the top says Ran, Perek Basra, Davai Dezara. This is the Machlekes, the Ran, and the Rashba. In a case where it's Bitaruvis, why is it Mutter? The Ran says because a Ger wouldn't use it as an ingredient. If a Ger would use it as an ingredient, then it's a different story, and then it asks.
Is it Achshavet? It's like Achshavet.
Could be. All right, the Bamedvar Mumur I'm going to come back to. I want to turn back now to Shach Beis, which the controversy of the Simin is Shach Beis, and you'll see why. First, let's read the words. I feel a pagan ktsas. He says, Avol davar she'einai nais and tam, loy lishvach v'loy lefgam osur. Why is it something is taste neutral? It doesn't add to it, and it doesn't take away from it. What is the halacha then? So to Shach, it's Osir, and the rest of the Shach, first he brings Rayas, because of Beis Yosef HaShem HaGos HaShri, Perpeis Davai Basra Davai Des Kechavim, Teres Chatas Kal Pehei Din Chofeis, Shem Ariyayin Shem, or Al Shem Arzarua, Venerli Raya. So to Shach, this little Shach Beis, Venerli Raya, Memai Dekaimelon, Ein Begidin Benois in Tam. We have an assumption that Gid HaNosha doesn't have a taste. The Gemara calls it Ke'etzva Alma. It tastes like wood. The Gid HaNosha ain't begidden b'nois in tam. V'afilo ha'achi kaimalon de gufay shal gid shenimuach. And nevertheless, if the Gid HaNosha melts into a soup, it's tzarech shishim negdai. You need shishim. Aye, why do you need shishim? It's not be'en. And b'taruv is, it shouldn't need shishim, because l'alsim samachesiv tes, zekan samachbeiz. Dafagav de'enai ella ke'etzva Alma. Hatayras Rasa, because I mean a paragraph. I'm not sure what the lechol davar is. Avagav dein a nice and tam tzar shishim negdai. Basi b'yushalmi paragraph the tarumis halachavav. Lo yishvach v'lef gam osur. Okay, the kashas on the shach are numerous. The kasha from the raya from Gid HaNosha. Ishver, because fakert. The Gira Nosha is Eitzba Alma Vatalahachi Asorse Taira. That's good for the reason that the Gira Nosha Alasa Bitaruvasa. How is that a raya to everywhere else? The Shach apparently learns that we learn from there to other places, that it's Megalatas a klal. The others say it's not Megala a klal. And the reason is the following. The Prima Gadim brings the Matmiyim on this Shach. The Kasha is, you have to step back. How do you know that Tom asks? How do we know? Be'en, the Torah said, don't eat Nevela. Now, if Nevela falls into a soup and I pull out the Nevela, how do I know what remains is Aser? That's based on the rule of Tom Kirker. That's Tom Kirker Deiraiser. That there's a halach in the Torah, that something that gives taste is Tom Kirker, it's like the Iker itself, and it Asers. So Tam Ki Iker is only when there's Tam, when it gives a taste. Something we have to divide the discussion into two cases. You could have things that are Eitzba Alma, that give zero taste, that have no taste at all. And then you could have things in a mixture that give taste, but the taste does not improve, nor does it make it worse. Right? You could have two cases. You have a case where something is Eitzba Alma, has zero taste. That's apparently what he's talking about. He says the Gira Nosha is Eitzba Alma. Now, if something is Eitzba Alma, why should it Aser? There's no taste. There's no. Either the Torah Aser Nevela, Nevela is Bakal Barayv. Why is Tam Aser? Because Tam Kirker. But there is no Tam. If it's a piece of Eitzba Alma, then there is no Tam here at all. If there's no Tam at all, why should such a mixture aser? This is the issue that's shver with this. Now that's shver when it's Keitz Ba'alma. Even in a case where it gives taste, but the taste is, you can taste it, but it doesn't improve it, it doesn't make it worse, that itself is also a machlaikis in the Prima Garden. But there, the Prichadosh says, there I can understand the Shach. Now the Prichadosh there would be masking to the Shach. And our Cheshulchan paskins that way, that if it gives taste, the taste is not an improvement, but it tastes just as good. It just added some taste to it. All right, so fine. That we can understand this also. Even there, I think he brings the Mechazkayin that's matir, if it's not Meshbiach. But in a case where it's Eitzba Alma, this is a very shvera shach. Now, truth is, it's not common that a cook adds things that are Eitzba Alma outside possibly of the yeshiva kitchen. The person doesn't add things that are Eitzba Alma. The issue comes up today with many of the ingredients today that are Eitzba Alma. Ramesh has a tshuva regarding the glaze, confectionery glaze, I believe it's called, which is used to coat the candies to give it a shine. The glaze, what's it called? Resinous glaze. So this glaze apparently comes from some sort of an excretion of insects, which I prefer not to eat in the first place. But whenever we learn these things, I always wonder who discovered that these things could be used for such a good thing. I don't know. What? A very hungry person, I don't know. But at any rate, you know, the chewing gum has an ingredient that comes from the sweat of sheep. When they wash the wool, what comes out, what's it called? Lanolin. So it's used in tires. It's a very stretchy thing. It's used in making tires, and it's used in chewing gum. So you wonder, you know, if they would write sheep sweat on the ingredients, it wouldn't sell well. So they write lanolin. Anyway, getting to this, the issue here, Ramesha was asked, the resinous glaze, there are two shilas. One is if it's really an excretion or not. It's a question whether it's like sort of like a bee with honey. A bee doesn't digest honey, and excrete, digest pollen and excrete honey, the bee in itself just transports it. And that's why honey is not considered to be a yitzim and atame. The question Ramesha deals with in the beginning of his tshuva, this is in the first, I believe the first chaluk of Yeridei, and I remember Simchav Dalin, I'm sorry, it's in the second chaluk, Simchav Dalin. So Ramesha talks in the first half of the tshuva whether this is something that's really osur or not. Then he seems to be Naita Lahachma. He says, Naniach it's isur. I have a second shot. The way resinous glaze is made is that this product is mixed with alcohol, and it's only one quarter, it's one part to three parts with alcohol, and then it's applied to the candies. The issue is whether this stuff is taste neutral. It doesn't have a taste. It's not nice in time of gam, it's not nice in time of l'shvach. When it's mixed into the alcohol, whether it's osur. The same shaila you have today with Tums or Rolaids. The Tums and Rolaids have as the filler stearates, magnesium stearates or any metal stearate, which we've mentioned in the past when we talk Pesach time. This is a change. Originally, cornstarch was used as a filler because corn was very cheap, and fats were very expensive. The world today is the opposite. Corn has become more expensive, and fats are abundantly available because today fats are not in style. Nobody wants to eat a fat. Stearate is taken from fat, and it's mixed with a metal compound, usually magnesium stearate or other stearates, and then it's used as a filler in Tums, in Rolaids. Now it's interesting, when they started, there was a time where there were signs that cherry Tums or cherry Rolaids are no good, the plain are good. Because in the beginning it was available, some were available with cornstarch and some without, so they hung up these signs. Today, everything is made with these stearates. The stearates themselves are taste neutral. They have no taste. They are vegetable stearates, which are taste neutral. And the ones that are made from animal were given to Goyim to taste, and they all say it has no taste. The question is, now, bitaruvais, is it mutter? Or is it aser? It's bottle, it's not bottle b'shishim, but it's bottle b'rais. No, apparently not. So the question is whether it's mutter. According to this shach, l'chayr it's aser. The shach says, if it's not nice in time, loy lefgam v'loy l'shvach, it's still aser, because it's taste neutral. So Ramosha writes, he echoes everybody's tmiya on the shach. And Ramosha writes that he would understand the shach, that the shach is talking about a taruvis of mim b'minai. That when it's mim b'minai, so it's not nice in time, lefgam v'loy l'shvach, that is the case that Ramosha perhaps is referring to. But the shach is referring to. But if it's mim b'einamina, he says it can't be. It can't be pshat in the shach. Ramosha writes, he's not the first one to be matmiya. Whoever brings the shach is matmiya. And since he has a shtickel teres on the shach, he's saimach lahakel that we could be meikel. And that's why, if it's available the other way, so you go without the kula. But today we all act not like the pashtus hashach, that the stearates, which are these ingredients, are not nice and tam loy lefgam v'loy l'shvach, and afal pikein win noyig heter because it's batel b'roiv. So this is the issue of the shach here. If you want to see the prima gadim, he brings the tmiya. I took a quick glance in the Badei Ashulchan. He doesn't discuss it at all for some reason. At least I didn't find it. If in art, I looked, he talks about the prichadash, that if it gives a taste which neither helps nor hinders, that's aser, but it gives a taste. Well, it gives no taste, so it's Eitz Ba'alma. I'm sure he brings it somewhere there, but he doesn't bring it up.
What?
Is
gelatin the same thing?
We argued here once. My understanding is that gelatin does have taste, and many of you said it doesn't. So I can't, I don't know. I don't know the facts to be able to, my understanding is that it does have a sweet taste, but People say it's not. I don't know. I don't claim to know. I tell you what I understand.
What about the
Mevatel Nisul Chatzilah? All right, the issue of Mevatel Nisul Chatzilah does not apply when things are made mostly for Goyim, Bechlau. It doesn't apply. Ramesha anyway would hold. Now you're asking, are you allowed lechatchila to be pagim something? Does the Isser of Eim of Atlas lechatchila apply? So we're going to have that. We're going to have that here later in the sermon. Hold on, we should have it. All right, let's finish the. I'm talking about just one particular ingredient in the medicine. There are other ingredients that have other shaylos. What? I think we're going to have that. Let's wait for the Pesachei Tshuva. We'll have it at least in one context. We'll see how it plays out. Okay? I think Pesachei Tshuva Gimel, is it? We'll see in a minute. Okay? In a few minutes. What? No, when something has to taste neutral, will not aser. Mimbe ein aminai can aser because it can only aser if tam keiker. Right? In mimbe aminai, so there, it could be it has a taste, but you're not magish the taste. So there, you can have a discussion if it should aser or shach holds it aser. Because it has be'etzem a taste, just mimbe aminai, you're not magish it. But mimbe ein aminai, it can't be. Something that you're not magish the tam, it has a taste neutral, it can't aser because the mamashis is batel b'raiv. And there is no town kicker. So there's nothing to answer. Let's see the end of Bameh Devarim Amurim. Bameh Devarim Amurim Shepaygim Etchilasai Vat Saifai. This is all talking something that's paygim from completely, from beginning to end. Aval, but if you have something which is either Hishbiach Lubasaif Pagum, or Pagum Lubasaif Hishbiach, awesome. Now we have to take these one at a time because each one is a chiddush. First, Hishbiach Lubasaif Pagim. What's an example of Hishbiach Lubasaif Pagim? Something that when you put it in the mixture, first it tastes good, and then it tastes bad. So the Gemara's example, Gemara says there are certain mixtures which taste good cold, and don't taste good cooked, hot. So, we're talking now Hishbiach Lubasaif Pagim. You put an ingredient which improves it when it's cold, and then when you cook it, it's Pagim. What's the shayla here? If you can eat it cold or hot? Cold is no shayla, it's mashbiach. Hot, he's saying you can't eat it when it's hot, when it's pagum. Why not? Why can't you eat it when it's hot? When it's pagan? So, what? A mevatlin is silchatchila. Okay, let's say a person did it not knowingly, you're right.
But so you're putting it in cold, right?
So now it all became Isser. Okay, so let's see Pesachei Tshuva Beis. Is that going on this? I'm sorry. Sorry, Pesachei Tshuva Beis does explain it, but we can't learn Pesachei Tshuva Beis until we see the Ramah. Okay, but. Okay, so we're going to have to wait a minute. We'll see Pesachei Tshuva Beis in a second. So, Hishbiach Lubasaif Pagum remains Aser. Once it gets a shame Isser, it remains Isser. Now, you want to say, Chaticha Nas Neveh, well, you have to remember, the Mechaber doesn't hold Chaticha Nas Neveh except by Vasa B'Cholom. But it means, the same idea, it means that it got a shame Isser in its original Taruvis, and once it got a shame Isser, the shame Isser remains. The reverse is paygum lebesayf hishbiach aser. Now, what does that mean? Paygum lebesayf hishbiach aser. It's aser when. Paygum lebesayf hishbiach. It's aser when it's pagum. It's aser when it's mishbiach. So the shach says in Sifkat Zayin, I paygum lebesayf hishbiach aser. Pirish achar sheishbiach. It means that if there was mishbiach, then it's aser. I lechayr it's a pshita. So I don't know. By Stais he holds that that's what it's talking about. What? You might think that wasn't bottled.
No,
so the chiddush is that that, you know, you might say svar in reverse. I got a shame head, so it's not that way. Okay, good. The prichadash disagrees, and the prichadash holds that that even when it's paigim, if it's right to be l'sayf mashbiach, that it's that's pshat here in the shulchan aruch. He says even when it's paigim, if it's going to become mushbach later. That's what he holds. Anything that's paigim will b'sayf mashbiach. I mean, what's the svara to it? No, the question is, what's the svara? What? It's the drabanan. It's the drabanan. It's okay. The question is a good question. Why should we want to drop on? Because right now it's pagan.
It could be a direct. Okay. Because it's not pagan if it's going to be a shpiach again.
Could be, but the way we understand Tom Kierkegaard shouldn't be that way. Because right now there's no time. Okay. The Gemara's case is when it, you cook it, it gets mashbiach. Zakter Ramah, Yeshayimim, Afagav de Yisr Lefgam, Vamaychel Mutter, Mekomokat. Even though the Isser is pogum and the Michael is mutter, still Hakadera Asura, to use the pot now lechatchila is asa. V'mishlo ba'achakach toch me'eslaes tafshel. Sha Isser harishin noisim by tam l'shvach neser hatafshel hasheni imloyah yabay shishim neged Isser harishin. What does this mean? Go again. You're cooking fish, and some chocolate fell in, and that's pogum in the fish. So the fish is the chocolate is treif the chocolate. It's paigim in the fish, so the fish is mutter. The pot is still awesome. Because maybe next time when you're cooking with using this pot, you're going to cook something which the chocolate gives a good taste into, the tray for chocolate, and a chocolate cake or cocoa, and it'll give it a good taste. And therefore, it's awesome. So the fish taste is going to be bottled. But the chocolate shabai is going to be nice in tam l'shvach.
Which case is
No, this is talking about a regular case. But totally pogum. Even though it's totally pogum. So again, you're cooking fish and chocolate falls in. The fish is mutter. Trace of chocolate falls in. The fish is mutter. The fish is mutter. But the pat, you have to be chayshish. The next time, it's going to be nice and tam l'shvach. And then it's gonna answer.
Then pogum is the
suffer
shpiach.
You
should not use it.
Should
not use it because the
part
first is pogum, then
the shpiach. We'll talk about the Raman now. Hold on. Avol.
It has to be
Yom. Oh, that's even Yom. Right. Avol. Now here, halt cup. Now here, Avol in niaru not aru hatafshul harishim bekaf. If you're cooking your fish with your chocolate. And you stirred it with a spoon. V'tochvu achakach hakaf letafshel sheni. Shugam kein paigim. If the spoon went into a second tafshel, which is also paigim. And the bliya went now from the spoon into the tafshel sheni. So that tafshel is vayta mutter, because it's paigim. Lainesra hakadera. In this case, the kadera is not aser. It's three knots. It's three knots. The bliya went into a spoon. From the spoon into the second contents of the second pot, from the second guy's pot into the pot, that's called the third knot. We'll have to see why, we'll discuss later, we're figuring out the case. Something which has no taste at all. The pot in which they heat honey. Even though it has pieces of ant parts, bee parts, which melt into the honey. Lainesra hayayra. He means even if the bee parts are more than a 60th. And it melts in. So lainesra hayayra. It doesn't answer. Because ragli devarim have no taste. And therefore there's no taste that's going to go into the pot. Which maybe will be mashbiach at a later cooking. So the. So this is the case here. Of this Ramah. Which. Certainly needs a whole lot of hesber, and let's try. There are two pisrei tshuvas here, pisrei tshuva beis and gimel. I think we're better off starting with gimel, which is the simpler one since it's late. We're going to learn here in Sifkat and Gimel what's actually a machlaikis, the Noida Yehuda, and the Chavis Das. So let's try to see what he says. I am Shubis Noida Yehuda, Chelik Yeredeya, Simon Lamed Aleph, B'yayin Shabishlai B'kli Basar Ben Yaimai. Wine was cooked not in meat, but in a fleshig apart Ben Yaimai. V'higisai B'kafchai Leves Ben Yaimai. So here is your Shaila. You have wine. I mentioned to you earlier that Chazal assume wine and meat are not a good, don't give taste l'shvach. The wine and meat don't taste good together. That's what Chazal are assuming. Now, here's your shayla. You cook wine in a fleshig pot, ben yaimai, and you stuck it in a milchika spoon. Now, I think you all know that if you're cooking vegetable soup in a fleshig pot, and you put it in a milchika spoon, they're both ben yaiman. So the soup is aser. It has blias of meat and blias of milk, and it asers. It's only an aparnat. So we had in the Shach and Taz, there are, I think, a total of three explanations. Either the blias, mechoshet the blias meat before they dissipate, the meat and milk meat before they spread, or mechoshet shemenoga v'kdeira, that when you stir it, you touch the pot, and the blia went directly. There's a third explanation, but whatever reason, if they're both bnei yaiman, there's no shaila. If you're cooking something of parav in a flesh kapat, that's ben yaiman. If you stick it in a milk a spoon, that's a ben yaiman. There's no question that it answers. Now, here, that's what he did, but it was wine. Now you have to shaila here. Wine with meat is nice in time of God. Wine with milk, I would think it's nice now, gone. But anyway, he's saying, we have no such Kabbalah that wine is nice now, gone with milk. So, let's see what he says.
Wine and cheese in those days.
It could be. Okay, let's see what he says. I'm a chubasai ben yaimai. V'gisai b'kaf chay leves ben yaimai. Kosev da hayayin yesh lahatir. Avshe zesha kosev b'hagol kamasev dalin. It says Basar Oichelev Biyayin Havalufgam Rotzalay Mechelev Bitsere, that only the Chelev, that's what gives a nice and Tamlufgam, but not Cholov. Komak Kivan Shecholov Atzmei Eine Oisa Hayayin, since the milk itself doesn't ask the Yayin, because milk is not treif. Elamatam Shenasar Vimei Basar, it only asks because the Basar became mixed with it. Vaba Basar Becholov. The baser is pagan yayin. So therefore, baser b'cholav can only aser if both the baser and the cholav are asering. And since the baser and the yayin doesn't have the kayach to aser, so therefore, it can't aser.
The wine is
milchi. The wine will be milchi, definitely. Ah, but the kalim we will aser. The machmirina misimitsa, the case of Gimel Baga, the loy chashvina b'kaygavna naparnat. This is not called an aparnat. The chashvina on shem in this arav plitas hacholav abasa bliem tzos hamayim. But I told you earlier that when we chayshish that the basar and cholav met before they mixed in with the whatever's cooking in the pot. And kenasur my kelim kamosh kasev kam bahagayin sham. So the kelim are still going to be aser. Like it says here in the Ramah that even if it's pagim in this taruvis, it might not be pagim in the next taruvis. Yeah. And memela, he paskin. That the wine is mutter, the kelim are aser. Va'ayin, now you have beis samach dalid, right? That should be beis ches dalid. B'chavis das, shehisag olav amasha aser akelim. Chavis das argues, and he says in this case the kelim vaita can be aser, because the kelim can only be aser al tzbasav b'cholav, and he holds that it's not similar to the Ramah. The Ramah is talking where the iser itself was iser. Here, even if the basar b'cholav met in the meat, but it got the tam in the meat, which was paigamit, and the mele can't ask the kelim. So this is the machlokes of Chavis Das and the Noida B'Yehuda. It's a lomdish case. I don't know that it comes up very much. In a case, we have the basar b'cholav. The aside, they both agree that basar b'cholav can't ask a yayin unless both the basar and the cholav are nice and tam l'shvach in the tarulis. If you have basar b'cholav, which is answering something, and the basa shabai is nice and tam lufgam, that pasuk b'cholov that it can't pass.
Why not touch the wall in pot? Because then it's touching the bosom directly. It's not going through the onion.
Like the reason that it touched the wall.
Then that should be touching the bosom right away without without getting the yayin involved at all.
That's why the kalim.
No, so why is the chavis das matir the kalim? Like that reason. I'm not sure. Let's take a look. Chavis das have cut meches. Take a look. Okay. Now I just have to tell you. Unfortunately, next week I have once a year I go to the five towns for a parlor meeting for the yeshiva. But lately, I've been getting Rabbi Williger to come. I'm going to try, because this is OU stuff. I'm going to try to get Rebelsky to come next week, and we just have to have the right questions to ask. Once you get him going, it goes by itself. But I'm going to believe that we'll have him.